Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. This is Cheryl Fritz on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now is Chuck Rehm, who's a partner at Medmar A2 Compassionate Healthcare in Ann Arbor. He was also a speaker at the Hash Bash this past weekend in Ann Arbor. Good evening, Chuck. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Very good. Let's start with the Hash Bash this last weekend. It was the 40th year for the Hash Bash in Ann Arbor. How many years have you been a part of it or gone to the event?
Well, I was there at the first one, and so that kind of dates me a little bit. But they've all been great, and I've been at most of them. It kind of died out in the 80s, but it came back strong, and it's getting better every year now.
How has it changed over those 40 years? I was hoping that was your answer, that you'd been there from the beginning. How has it changed in terms of all different aspects, the people who attend, the focus of the Hash Bash? Just tell me about that.
Well, the focus has changed somewhat to medical now, since we've had such a great victory in medical. It's changed a lot in terms of the law enforcement presence, because they used to have a whole bunch of Ann Arbor cops, a whole bunch of county cops. They had snipers on the rooftops one time, and they used to arrest a lot of people. Now they just don't have the budget to send people out and arrest people, although the University of Michigan police were arresting people and piling them cars with little plastic handcuffs on, because you should not smoke on the university property.
Ah, okay. So, because according to one report that I read, there were about 10 people arrested for marijuana possession and 2 for using. Another was picked up with open alcohol. So is that pretty much what you saw?
Yeah. If you're not smart enough to walk over to Monroe Street to smoke pot, then I don't know what to do.
And frankly, I have to tell you, I guess I've always been a little confused like that about the fact that you could even just walk off campus and be allowed to smoke marijuana, which is still illegal in the state, at the Hash Bash. How has that been working?
Well, in the city of Ann Arbor, we have long had the $5 fine. And then I think around 1990, we changed to a $25 fine. But as you know, you can get a $150 fine for a driving ticket. And so the police don't even like to give out those $25 fines, because people love to get them for souvenirs and put them on their wall and things like that. So, and if you get caught again for pot, it's $50, and the third time it's $100, and it can't go above $100. So we simply have a fine. So off campus, we have a fine, and the cops don't even want to bother with it. So that's the way it is.
You were quoted in an article in the Free Press, Detroit Free Press, over the weekend after the Hash Bash, saying, and you spoke at the bash, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There were going to be major threats this year to Michigan's new medical marijuana law. What are the threats that you're talking about, sir?
Well, the threats come out of two big ballparks, don't they? They come out of the legislature, or they come out of different bills that are in the appellate court system. In the legislature, the legislature could try to mess with our law, and we're willing to make compromises to help it be a better law. But to really mess with the law, they would have to get a three-quarter majority, and I just don't think they can do that. We also face threats at the appellate court level. One court is a Bell County decision, we call it, really said dispensaries are absolutely legal. And so now that is at the appellate level, so we're very concerned about that. There's a brilliant Judge Chamberlain in Isabella County who rendered a decision to make it clear that dispensaries really were legal. But now that has been appealed by the prosecutors, and if the appeal turned out negatively, it could really imperil dispensaries, and so we're worried about that. We're also worried about Senator Jones has a bill about marijuana bars, but that's mostly about ingestion on site. We don't need to smoke on site for our dispensary. We just need to get the medicine to the people who need it.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up Senator Jones. I was going to ask you about that. So you're in agreement that, I mean, simply following the law, you can't be under the influence on the road, no different than with alcohol.
Well, that's correct. But with marijuana, it's vastly different than alcohol. And with marijuana, you should simply have to pass some sort of competence test. You know, I've smoked marijuana every day, a lot, for 44 years. And I'm sure I'm quite competent. I don't drive if I am inebriated or anything. But people who are used to it simply are not debilitated. And people who are brand new, yes, they could be debilitated. Anyway, for cannabis, just have a performance test. Don't bother taking people's blood or something.
Do you feel one of the things I've heard, and I've had several people on this show talking about all different aspects, from attorneys who are working and defending it to Senator Jones talking about it, I've all kinds of different folks, and almost everyone has agreed with me that the law seems, there's a lot of areas that seem gray. Does it appear that way to you as well?
Now that is the most spectacular outrage of the whole thing. Nothing is more crystal clear than this law. And the reason they call it gray and fuzzy and hazy, they love to use that word, is because it is so very clear. It says you cannot have suspicion. It says you can't inspect. It says you can't search caregivers. It makes them very mad because it was written by the other side. It was written by us. It was written by people who value freedom and value the medicine. And so they call it hazy and they call it unclear so they can go in there and try to sabotage a law that was passed by 63% of the people and is providing medicine that's keeping people alive and giving people hope.
Well, okay, I'm repeating what I hear.
What part is hazy?
Well, what I'm hearing a lot. Let's take East Lansing for an example. They put in a moratorium to clarify the law because the city of East Lansing saw so many areas of the law that were left to interpretation. So they've spent a great deal of time with a moratorium to try to sort through it, and came up recently with ordinances that they felt worked for the city, and tried to clarify some of it. Not everyone was completely happy, but they felt they had spent the time to clarify things. I had an attorney here last week who does a lot of work with municipalities, and has said the same thing. These issues are going to tie up the courts for years trying to sort through them.
If they really are clarifying things, that's just wonderful. If they're trying to inhibit or restrict the law in some way, that's not fair at all. A city can extend the terms of the law, but a city can't limit the rights that you are given under the state law.
Do you, when I go through numbers and look through articles, Chuck, I see things. One of the things I just saw recently were the numbers. The state has authorized about, and quoting from a Detroit Free Press article, about 64,000 patients to use marijuana and another 25,000 caregivers. Do you see those numbers as realistic? Are there that many people that this would be helpful to?
Oh, my goodness. There are way, way more than that. And let's face it, that many of the conditions that cannabis can be used for are not even on the list yet. What about anxiety and depression? What about insomnia? How many older people wake up with pain at night? They don't have to wake up with pain at night. You have a little cookie, and then you don't wake up, and you don't have pain. There are hundreds of thousands or millions of people that could benefit from cannabis medicine who have no idea they could benefit from cannabis medicine very much without these horrible side effects that you constantly hear about on TV. There are many, many more people who could benefit than are benefiting now.
How difficult is it to get a hold of a card for medical marijuana?
It depends on whether or not you have a qualifying condition under the law. If you have a qualifying condition, if you have a bad shoulder or a bad back, or you have cancer or something like that, you can just get a letter from your doctor, and or you can get your records from your doctor, and you can take it to a quote pot doc unquote, and a reputable pot doc will look at your records and make sure that they meet the terms of the law and give you your card. And that is absolutely legitimate if you have a condition that qualifies under the law.
What about one of the issues that has come up a couple of times, and there's a dispensary looking to go in across from a school up here in Okemos, Michigan. How does that issue settle with you? Is that a concern for you at all?
Well, we threw out a lot of the ideas that it should be some distance from this and some distance from that. But in Ann Arbor, we left in 1,000 feet from a school. People have concerns, and some people are nervous, and so we want to try to keep people happy, and so we will try to keep dispensaries. In Ann Arbor, they're going to be 1,000 feet from a school, and we can try to respect people's sensitivity.
And I did hear you say earlier that you're willing to compromise on some of the issues. And I do need to clarify, the one near Okemos is going to be a doctor's office. There will be some medical marijuana coming in and out. But I did need to clarify that for my purposes. Sir, this is a very interesting issue. I would love to call you back at another time and explore some more of the issues with you, if that would be okay.
It will be great, because there will be a lot happening this year.
Well, there certainly will. I appreciate your time very much.
Let me make one tiny point in that is, as this huge base of patients expands, our political strength will expand and our ability to defend ourselves and our law will expand.
Well,
our base is growing hugely every month.
Well, I appreciate so much your time this evening and your perspective on this issue, and I will look forward to talking with you again.
Okay, call anytime.
Will do, Chuck. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Chuck Rehm, who is a partner with MedMar A2 Compassionate Healthcare in Ann Arbor. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.